All right, here we go with match number three. Jared Slubby, Paige Mueller back with you as we get you ready for Jefferson West in Hiawatha. And what a fantastic rally for Hiawatha in the previous match. They win 17-25, 25-22, 25-21. With fairly confident, they had a nice sizable lead early in that third set, and they rallied all the way back, able to retake the lead and pull away in the end for the victory and hand the Fairleigh Compton just their second loss in league play. They are now 9-2, 19-7, beg your pardon, 20-7, as the Cause finished the evening 1-1 after defeating Jefferson West in the first matchup of the night. And that was, let's see, the final was there, 25-22, 25-15 was the final in that first match. So Hiawatha improves to 5-4 on the season and 18-9 on the regular season. They put that record on the line here, hoping to keep the double-digit numbers out of the loss column for now and improve to possibly moving up into third place in the Big 7 standings outright. We'll see what happens with Holton tonight. Them going into tonight, them and Holton tied at Holton 5-5. Hiawatha's 4-4. But Hiawatha, I tell you what, they have performed very well in non-league action. 13-5 is their record away from the Big 7. Jefferson West, as for the Tigers, they fell to 3-6 and 10-13 after their two-set loss to Fairleigh Compton. So we'll see what happens here with both teams wearing red. I'm sure that won't get confusing for myself, but it does help that the Red Hawks do have some blue on their sleeves and down the sides of their jerseys as well. So that'll give me a little bit of a difference between the two jerseys. It looks like for this first set, Jefferson West will be on the far side of your screen if you're watching on the Hiawatha channel, and the Hiawatha Redhawks will be on the near side. Get you ready for this final match. Should be a good one. More Big 7 volleyball. What a race it has been. Nemaha Central, of course, the favorites going into the season, and as of right now, they are currently still in first place. They will be in first place even if they, well, actually, I guess if they lose both of their matches and Fairleigh Compton wouldn't leave in front of them, likelihood of that happening is not great, though, with how the Thunder have played the season. 24-3 is their overall record, one of the best teams in Class 3A. After winning Substate last year at home, what a fun electric atmosphere that was a year ago, defeating Royal Valley in the final. They'll be in Marysville this year for that final with the likes of some other really tough teams, including Beloit, who's been a powerhouse in that classification for a long time. We'll see if the Thunder could possibly come out of there and get back to the state tournament. But it should be very interesting to see how that all unfolds. Hiawatha, their likelihood of getting to the state tournament is a little bit more likely with their path being a little more favorable. We will see. And that's all going to be, all those questions will be answered here in a couple weeks. It's all coming up here very soon, folks. Hard to believe. So getting ready for this one now. Jefferson West will be serving first. It will be Sydney Thompson, the 5'8 senior, doing the honors. And again, they're going from the far side to the near side on your screen. Here's the serve mirror underway. Reschke with the return. Williams is going to just tap this over. But Jefferson West all over it. Big wipe, and Kessler is blocked up front. It was Addison Schwinn, the 5'9 sophomore, who got the hand on that one. And the Tigers with the first point here in this final match of the evening. Once again, Thompson serving, return clean from Grace Mays, the 5'4 senior for Hiawatha. Getting blocked is Maddie Simmons for Hiawatha. She'll get another chance. She gets it over to the Jeff West side here. Olivia Scott Libero winding up and hitting it over is Ainsley Scott, but the return from Elsner goes out of bounds. And a quick 2-0 lead for Jefferson West. Yet again, Thompson coming up with the serve after a nice start for the sub-500 Big 7 squad. Popped up in the air for Simmons. She just has to slap it over. Not a great setup from her setter. Big windup in Scott. Gets it partially deflected. It's at the net, and Simmons can't recover it up against the net. It's 3-0, Tigers. Jefferson West in that first match against Fairleigh Compton really failed to get up to a good start in both their matches. They do so here. Miscommunication on the return. They'll set a free ball over It's returned by Scott. They'll set it right back up to her. Big swipe, and that one is down. Partially deflected by Elsner, and it's down for the kill. It's now 4-0. Hiawatha trying to recover from that very emotionally taxing match against Pair of the Compton that went 3 sets. Fold from behind down 1-0 to win that one. Simmons partially deflected. It's tipped into the net, and that's 4 hits. And Sydney Thompson is unable to tip that one over the net from about halfway between the attack line and the net. And Hiawatha is on the board here in the first set, 4-1, our score. Service from Aaliyah Contreras. What a good job she did in the first set of that first match. That one is down for a kill. Contreras, the libero for the Red Hawks, had some spectacular digs. And Jefferson West gets it right back. Kendall Meyer, the 5-3 senior, she'll go ahead and serve it. Here it comes. The little tip over from Elfner is partially blocked. Goes over through to the Tiger side, though. Big attempt from Brown, but it gets through to the Redhawks side. A free ball sent over from Reschke. Goes in the corner, but it is short of the net. And another point for Jefferson West. It's 6-1, Tigers. What a great start for Jefferson West after getting a little bit of a break as the service goes into the net for a service error. And a break for the Redhawks. So this will be Maddie Simmons, the 5'6 junior. And the hitter gets it over. And we'll set up. That one partially deflected by Addison Schwinn, but it gets through Hiawatha's side. Same thing for Reschke's attempt. Scrambling to get it over is Jefferson West. They do so. Nice dive for Simmons to keep it alive for Hiawatha. And Elfner off the side of her hand gets it to go to the far side and down for the kill. 6-3 now our score. And Hiawatha will get the serve back with Simmons doing the honors. Four back, two up for Jeff West. And that one goes a little bit too strong. And out of bounds on the service error. Jefferson West gets the service right back. Addison Chuen now with it for Jefferson West to the back near side. Return cleaned by Grace Mays. Set up from Addison Williams, and from beyond the attack line, Simmons sends it over. Tigers all over it, but it'll have to be sent over. It's a free ball sent over by Kendall Meyer. Elfner tries to tip it down, and she does so successfully. It's set up nicely by Addison Williams. Things are 7-4, so Hiawatha trying to crawl back. They've gotten 3 of the last 4 points now. And this will be Addison Williams, the 5-5 setter with the service. Goes to the middle of the court, and a tough return. Popping it up, keeping it alive, and sending over a free ball to Hiawatha's way. Backwards set. And Twombly gets a good charge into one, but a nice dive. Momentarily keeping it alive is Sydney Thompson, but it falls down the Jeff West side. It's 7-5. So after a nice start from Jefferson West, Hiawatha clawing their way back into it. Back middle, returned by Olivia Scott, the senior libero. Big swipe blocked by Elfner. Addison Schwinn, the 5'9 sophomore, couldn't get it past the unanimous all Big 7 hitter from Hiawatha. They make it 7-6, and they scored 5 of the last 6 points. Back near side on the return for Noel, and blocked at the net momentarily, but gets through the Hiawatha side. Elfner can get it down. Nice dig by Scott. Puts it up against the basketball goal, but they get it over the Hiawatha side. Good composure from Jefferson West. Be on the attack line. This time in the jump after Simmons hit it over. Gets the Jeff West side into the back line. Contreras pops up in the air. It's a free ball sent over if it gets over, and it does. Jeff West side, here's the set. Nice long rally from both teams here. It's set by Noel to the back near side. Contreras with the dig. To the near side, Reschke puts the charge on the back line. A little too strong for Reschke. And the 5-7 junior unable to get that one down. It is 8-6 in favor of Hiawatha. Jefferson West, beg your pardon. The Tigers snap a little run from the Redhawks. And it's Contreras on the return. Set to the near side. It's hit over. Jefferson West side and a big attack. And that one, is that one down? Yes, it is. Just barely getting that down. Reese Brown able to get the kill. Makes it 9-6. Area Dean, the 5'7 freshman, will now be the server for the Tigers. That return almost went over the net, and Elsner maintains composure and puts one down past a couple of blockers. And she'll get the kill. It's now 9-7. She'll serve it here. Leah Kessler, the 5'9 senior, checks back into the game for Hiawatha. Serve fairly gets over the net to Jefferson West side. Lining up and sending one over is Reese Brown, and that's down for the kill. Back far side. And the 5'9 senior makes it a 3-point lead for the Tigers. Hiawatha trying to get out of here with a two-match win evening. As for Jefferson West, they're trying to salvage a victory here at home in their home triangular. And trying to scramble to get it over. Red Hawks cannot do so after the serve. Makes it a 4-point lead for Jefferson West. Serve to the far side. Returned by Reschke from beyond the attack line. Elsner puts a charge on one. Nice day to keep it alive for Scott, but it hits the light. And careens back down to the hardwood in front of Callie Tuck. It makes it 11-8. Reschke with a serve. Returned by Scott. Set to the far side. A big windup and a block up front. And a violation. No, they're going to say that it was not touched, so it's going to be four hits against the Tigers instead of a block. But either way, Hiawatha gets the points. It's 11-9. 2-point deficit for the Redhawks here in set number one. Turned by Scott. Back far side. And that one is deflected out of bounds. A kill for Ainsley Scott, the 5'11 junior. She's had a pretty nice night so far. And it's now 12-9. Service back middle. Elsner, not a great return, but Simmons able to get it. Kessler will just set it over from the middle of the court. We tipped over. Elsner was ready for it. She digs it out. And another set over. It's a free ball, but miscommunication. And Harriet Dean couldn't keep it alive. She kind of just threw her hand out there and tried to pop it up in the air, but kind of just goes further away from the net on her hit. It goes out of bounds. It's 12-10. Red Hawks back within two. Return clean for the Tigers. They went up for Scott, and we'll have something to play. We'll do it again. The officials were not ready. Oh, no, I think it was one of the volleyballs down to the varsity court. We're good to go, though. Either way, it's 12-10 for Jefferson West with the lead. Nice dig by Elsner. Simmons partially deflected at the net, but it lands on the Jefferson West side onto the hardwood, and it's 12-11. So Hiawatha, after a rough start, has been able to get back into this one and got the deficit down to just one. Service coming from Claire Twomley. Here it comes from the middle to the back middle for Scott on the return. Set to the far side, deflected at the net to the Jefferson West side, and ducked down. Well done on the awareness for Addison Schwinn. And Jefferson West able to get a point right back after their deficit was cut down to just one. Get it right back to a 2-point lead. 13-11, first set. Jefferson West with the lead at home here against Hiawatha. Service coming up for Sydney Thompson, the 5'8 senior. And here it comes. Really getting over the net. Rush, not a great return. Kessler is able to salvage it, though, with free ball hit over. Here's a set from Sydney Thompson and just tipped over. Simmons was ready for it for Hiawatha. On Jefferson West side now by Scott to the back line and down in front of Abby Elfner, who couldn't get it. 3-point lead now for Jeff West. And they'll get service back with Thompson once again doing the honors. Here's a serve to the back middle, returned by Reschke. So getting this one to Addison Williams, the setter, and Simmons gets that one down for a kill. Diving to pop that one up in the air was the senior setter for Jefferson West, Hallie Tuck, but she could only keep it alive for so long. The drop to the hardwood is now 14-12. Contreras with the serve for Hiawatha. Here's the setup. A little push for Addison Schwinn. A little pop from Elsner, and it's sent right back down by over the 5'9 sophomore's head at the net, and she sends that one down with aggression and authority. That makes it 15-12. Service now coming from Kendall Meyer for Jefferson West. Tipped over. Nice job by Ashton Williams catching him off guard. Now to send a free ball over. And it goes wide and out of bounds. So Hiawatha's Addison Williams doing a good job causing some miscues on that play. And it's back to a two-point deficit for Hiawatha. It's 15-13. Service from Simmons to the back line, returned by Scott. Caught up in the air from Thompson and hit over by Scott. It's down for the kill. I beg your pardon, that was Reese Brown, not Ainsley Scott. In front of the diving Contreras, is it 16-13. Return by Grace Mays, set up by Williams, down for the kill. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, says Hiawatha. Abby Elsner puts that point to sleep, makes it 16-14. Back and forth we go. It's been about anywhere from a 1-3 point lead for Jefferson West for a while now. Hiawatha trying to break through, possibly tie and retake the lead. But they trail by 2 for the time being. Not a great set, but they get it over. But the return goes right back over. Not what Addison Williams intended to do, but lands that over on the corner, the front far corner on the Jeff West side. And it's now a one-point deficit for Hiawatha. It's 16-15 here in set number one. Match number 3 on the evening. All set by Thompson. Well done, but a nice dig by Williams to keep it alive for Hiawatha. Let's send a free ball over, though. Oh, but that's 4 hits. Oh, no. No, it wasn't 4 hits. We have a violation against Jefferson West instead, and we are tied. A big break for Hiawatha, and it's 16-16. Turned by Scott, not a great one. Send a ball to the far side, and it's hit over to Hiawatha's side. Williams gets to Simmons. She puts it to the back far side, returned by Scott for Jefferson West. Here's a set for Brown. Puts a charge in that one. Nice dig by Contreras. The libero for Hiawatha. Now Reschke puts a charge into this one in front of the diving Scott. And it's 17-16. Rotation was off is what the ruling was for that previous point. So now Hiawatha with a 17-16 lead. Taking this one up. And it's blocked to the net and down. Abby Elfner gets the block. Up against the net on the far side for the senior. And it's 18-16 Hiawatha. Nice little run. Jefferson West had a lead as large as 4 at one point. And not a great return. It hit her knuckles and it pops up in a weird spot. And they can't get it over. And it's now 19-16 Hiawatha timeout Jefferson West. We'll take it with them. It's a 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
19-16, our score. Hiawatha leading here in set number one. Nice little run here from the Red Hawks. They serve it. Get over to Hiawatha's side. Elfner wipes that one down for yet another kill. It's a tough play. She's going to turn to her left and then went across her body to go to the back to the left. And she got it down, and it makes it 20-16. 7 straight points for Hiawatha. It was 16-13, and a little dunk down from Abby Elfner on the block after the ball was lazily just barely put over the net. Elfner right there, able to dunk it right down, and Hiawatha starting to pull away with this thing. Service from Addison Williams once again, diving just to keep it alive, and tipped over. Well done, and execution on the tip from Sydney Thompson, 5'8 senior, and she keeps the Tigers close to live here in set number one. It's 21-17. Harriet Dean, the 5'7 freshman, will now serve it for Jefferson West. And here comes the serve. Goes to the near side. Return is Clint Hiawatha. Backward set for Elsner. And that one deflected by Scott and out of bounds. And the kill, once again, from the senior. 22-17 now. Final match of the night, first set. And a miss on the attempt on the return from Kendall Meyer. And that's an ace for Abby Elfner. Felt like she kind of was half decidingly trying to hit it and half not, as this one goes a little too long. So a service error makes it 23-18. And substitution will bring Allie Tuck back into the game for the Tigers, the 5'3 senior. She'll serve it here. Turned by Elfner, and that one goes into the net, but kept alive by Williams, and it's hit over somehow by Twomley. Big windup from Scott, but returned by Elfner on the back line. Simmons is a big windup. That one is dug by Harriet Dean, set to the far side. Scott tried to tip it down, but there for Hiawatha was asked Williams. Beyond the attack line, Simmons puts it over, backward set, and it was Delaney Deal putting a charge in one, but Hiawatha ready for it. Reski tries to tip it down, it's blocked up against the net by Krodinger. Now over to Jeff West's side, big swipe by Scott, dug out by Elfner, back near, beg your pardon, far side, and Elfner from beyond the attack line puts it into the net. Jefferson West still in this one, it's now 23-19 Redhawks. Tigers with the service. Once again, it'll go to the middle for Elfner. Here's set up for Kessler. Nice diving dig. Keep it alive for the Tigers. It's Hallie Tuck with the dig, but it's in a free ball over. Chance for Twomley. That one is wide. A little bit too much into that one, going from the far front to the back near side. It makes it 23-20. Elfner, tough time digging that one out. They'll send, not a free ball over, but they'll get it over the Tigers' side. And the return by Scott went up into the net. Harriet Dean couldn't keep it alive. And a break for Hiawatha. It's set point number one. Here's a serve. And that's going to be an ace in between a couple of Tigers. And that is it for set number one. 25-20, the final after set number one. We'll go to set number two after a couple minutes of a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Denison State Bank is proud to be a sports club booster. We appreciate all of the athletes, coaches, and families for the time and commitment they make to preparing for and playing in the games they love. And speaking of commitment, that's what Denison State Bank promises to its customers. A commitment to great service, competitive pricing, and convenient access. Join the winning team at Denison State Bank in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka. And online at dsbks.com. Member FDIC.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
Started a little bit early here with this second set. Jared Sluppy alongside Paige Mueller and Kurt Kilman back in the booth. 2-0 right out of the gate. Early lead for Hiawatha. They're trying to finish this one in two straight sets, but Jefferson West gets a point here. Make it 2-1. The junior varsity finishing up, so we have a little more court to work with now. Serving now for the Tigers is Sydney Thompson. She backs all the way up near the stands to get a big windup here. Puts a charge into one. the back line. Return is clean for the Red Hawks, but a free ball is going to have to be sent over to the back line. Here's a setup by Thompson to the near side, and that one into a couple of Red Hawks to keep it alive. Contreras hits it over on the third try. Thompson again sets this one up middle for Schwinn. A nice dig, but it creams off of the one of the beams, the rafters here in this gym in Jefferson West High School, and careens back down to the floor once again and makes it 2-2. Thompson with the service once again. Turned by Contreras for Hiawatha, and Elsner tips that one down where they ain't. Well done by the senior. Didn't need to put a whole lot into that one. Just saw the open spot in the court and put it right there. Hiawatha gets the lead right back, 3-2. Here comes to the middle. Backward set for Thompson. A little tip trying to do the same thing that Elsner did, but no success. They get it right back. It was blocked at the net. Popped up in the air. Elsner puts a charge into one, and that's down for the kill. From the middle to the back far side for Abby Elsner. And points have come in twos so far. First two for Hiawatha, next two for Jeff West, and two more for Hiawatha. Here's a service from Simmons to the near side. Return is good from Noel. Popped up in the air by Thompson, and one goes to Contreras on the return. Simmons sends it to the near side. A little set over, and a nice dig in the middle of the court that time by Grace Mates. Set by Thompson, and a kill. Big time swing for the 5'9 sophomore, Addison Schwinn. And makes it 4-3. Hiawatha still in front to number two. Red Hawks trying to put this match away in two sets. They won the first set 25-20. Service now coming from Kendall Meyer, the 5'3 senior. Turn is good from Mays. There's a set for Elfner. That's through there. Down for yet another kill. Addison Williams with another great set. The Red Hawks are fired up after that one. And she's getting close to 1,000 career kills, which we saw celebrated from Taylor Dammy last week. Keep an eye on that as that one blocked by Elfner at the net. Free ball hit over, and it raises the net and lands on the Hiawatha side. A bit of a break there for Cindy Thompson. And they make it 5-4. Here is the serve for Addison Schwinn, the back line, and the return goes to the Jefferson West side, back over to Hiawatha, and down for another kill for Abby Elfner, and I believe they are saying that she's one away. I think that's what her teammates were saying.
Something like that.
Elfner will serve it here. Here is the serve. Turned by Scott. Here's the set. The near side blocked and down for the kill. Well done by Lauren Crottinger, the 5'8 junior. And Crottinger gets the kill. They bring Jeff West back within one and 6-5. Actually, beg your pardon. You know, that's right. 6-5 in favor of Hiawatha. Here's the serve. Turn is good. Here's the pop up in the air, and that one deflected. Nice dig. Keep it alive for the Tigers to get it over to Hiawatha's side. Sends up for Reschke. That one gets through a couple defenders, but to the back line. Jefferson West is ready for it. They send a free ball over. Up in the air for Elfner. Here's the set. They'll go backwards with it. It's blocked at the net and back to the Hiawatha side, trying to keep it alive, and they cannot. 6-6. Now our score. Jefferson West with the service here, trying to take their first lead here in this second set. Nice serve, but it's a little bit wide, trying to put it down in that corner. Reschke lets that one go, and Hiawatha gets that lead right back. Hiawatha 5-4 in lead play, 18-9 on the regular season. Here's the backwards set. Now on a little bit too strong, and out of bounds. Hiawatha coming off that 3-set win against Perry Lecompton. For Jefferson West, they fell to 3-6, 10-13 after their loss to Perry Lecompton. Up in the air, and gets through a couple of blockers on the head from Thompson. Back over to the Hiawatha side, and the point will go to Jefferson West on the violation. Makes it 8-7. A couple substitutions here for the Tigers as Ainsley Scott checks back in, and so does Allie Tuck, the 5'3 senior, and she'll serve it here. Here it comes, the middle, Elfner with the return. Here's the set for Contreras. She'll hit it over from the attack line, and they're going to say that the Tigers are up against the net, and that will give the Red Hawks 2 points, or beg your pardon, a two-point lead. It's now 9-7 here in set number two. Return by Olivia Scott, the libero for Jefferson West on the serve from Twombly, and a nice kill far side near the net by Lauren Croninger once again. She stepped up in a big way here in this second set for Jeff West. 9-8 now our score. Here's the service from Scott. She'll go to the near side, returned by Mays. Step in the air, and it'll be a free ball hit over from Addison Williams. Little set, and a big kill, middle of the court for Addison Schwinn. And we are tied. 9-9. Tigers trying to get out of this home try with a possible match victory. They got a long ways to go as that is blasted way long on the serve, and it'll be a service error from Olivia Scott. And Hiawatha will get the lead right back 10-9. Aaliyah Contreras, the 5'4 junior libero. Nice dig by the opposing libero, Scott. But we have another violation against Jefferson West. Gives Hiawatha a 2-point lead right back. But raises across the net, lands on the far side. We are tied once again. Jefferson West still has not led in this set. They've done it tied multiple times. Can they break through here as we approach the midway through this second set? That is a good one. Same stuff for Williams, and that is that in? Yes, it is. Down for the kill for the Red Hawks. Oh, it was off of Jefferson West. Oh, it's down. It was down. Okay, so we had that right. It's on the other side, Jefferson West, unable to get it around the correct side of the pole, so it's out of bounds, 13-11. Got Paige sitting next to me, helping me with the rulings here on some of these. Appreciate her help, as always. She's running the Hiawatha channel as well. Set up for Addison Schwinn. It's blocked, but Jefferson West able to rally to get it back. Hiawatha with it, and Elfner's block gets right back to the Red Hawks. Another chance. Now send a free ball over. It's Reschke. Here's a setup for Scott, and that one is making part for Schwinn, and that one gets through to Hiawatha side. Hit by Reschke. Blocked right back to Hiawatha. They set it over. A nice long rally, kind of both teams scrambling. Partial deflected, and that's a kill. Brainsley Scott halfway between the front line and the attack line. And it is 13-12. Hiawatha still with the lead, but service for the Tigers. Kendall Meyer, the 5'3 senior with the serve. The southpaw gets it over. Turn is clean for Simmons. To Contreras, that one up into the net on her try from the attack line. And we are tied once again. Another opportunity for Jefferson West to take the lead, which they have not had yet here in set number two. Serve, middle, return, clean. Here's the set on its way to Contreras. That'll be set over. Return good from Meyer, set up, and this one from Schwinn gets through a couple of blockers to the Hiawatha side. Free ball we sent over, bumped up in the air for Reese Brown, partially deflected, Hiawatha all over it. Elfner, that one is down for the kill, and that was clearly not 1,000, unfortunately. I thought we saw that she, her teammates were staying one away, but they would be celebrating a lot more if that was her 1,000th, but we will continue to monitor that. Hiawatha gets the point. They're back up by one. Jefferson West lead will have to wait another point. At least another point, if not two more points. Free ball we sent over from Contreras for Hiawatha to Jefferson West. Here's a set to the near side for Brown, and she gets that one down for the kill. Saw where the Red Hawks were not, and put it down. We are tied 14-14. Another opportunity for the Tigers to take the lead. As we are past the halfway point of the second set, here is a serve from Addison Schwinn. Saved by Contreras on the return. And Simmons stuffs it into the net from beyond the attack line. I do a little bit too much with it there. Try to set it to the other side. 15-14 now our score, and Jefferson West can finally get their first lead here in the second set. Turn is good from Twomley, setting up for Elfner, and a whistle, and a violation against the Redhawks. That gives the Tigers a 2-point lead, 16-14. Jefferson West trying to force a third set here in this final match. Nice dig by Twomley on the return, but they'll send a free ball over. Return is clean by Meyer. It's tipped over, and nice dig to keep it alive momentarily, but it's down. And it's a 3-point lead. Three consecutive, make that 4 consecutive points for Jefferson West. It was 14-13 Iowa offense, now 17-14 Jefferson West. But a service error against Addison Schwinn, as that one kind of came off her fingers a little weird and didn't have much on it. It's now 17-15. Service from Elfner, and that one goes to the back far side, and Brown gets it past the defender. That was Kessler, who couldn't quite slow it down. And it's down for the kill. It's 18-15. Jefferson West back to a 3-point lead. Iowa offense needing some momentum here, trying to generate themselves. We'll see if they possibly call a timeout here soon. Coach Brenda Steven Morgan of the Redhawks. Service from Harriet Dean to the back line, returned cleanly by Simmons. And this is a chance here for Twomley, but it returns by the Tigers. Nice backward set for Brown. Beautiful dig on the back line by Elfner. It's set over a free ball. Got on the return, and now on poor timing on the jump from Lauren Krodinger, and she can't quite get it over. Iowa also catches a break. It's 18-16. 2-point deficit for the Redhawks. Really gets over the net. Nice return by Sydney Thompson. Having to dive to get that one. Return is they get the return over to the Iowa side, but a bad return by Olivia Scott on the retaliation. And it falls on the Jefferson West side and is back to a 1-point deficit for the Redhawks, 18-17. Yep. Approaching the latter portion of this set. Setting one up for Thompson, but she blasted long. It wasn't deflected. Waiting for a call, and they're going to say that it was not. They'll give the Hiawatha Redhawks the point, and we are tied once again, 18-18. Turn clean from Thompson, setting this up, and that was not a great set, but they are able to hit it over. And a chance for Kessler, partially deflected by Krodinger. I'll send it over to the Hiawatha side now. Set to the far side, and Simmons stuffs that one into the net. And Jefferson West retains a 1-point lead. 19-18, our score here in set number two after Hiawatha won set number one, 25-20. Tigers trying to force a third set and win their first set in their home try. They lost in straight sets to pair the Compton 25-22, 25-15. Here's a set to the near side. A big attack, but too strong for Ainsley Scott, the 5'10 junior. But they're going to say it was deflected by Hiawatha, so they're going to give Jefferson West the point. Wow. Coach Stephen Morgan laughing about that one, not happy with the call. But it is a 20-18 score here in set number two. Set this one up. Tip over by Scott. A couple of converge, and this one bumped over by Elfner. Popped up in the air, and Scott sends it over to the back line, and then it's down for the kill along the back line. Coach Stephen Morgan still chatting with the back far judge that made that call on the deflection. And it's now a 3-point lead for the home team, the Jefferson West Tigers, and timeout's going to be called by Coach Stephen Morgan. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Jefferson West gets a massive point right out of the break to take a 22-18 lead here in set number two. They're getting closer and closer to forcing a third set. Return by Elfner. Here's the setup in the air by Twomley, but it'll be a free ball sent over by Simmons. The back line, they have to scramble to get it over Ansley Scott from just beyond the attack line. Get it to Contreras, battle at the net, and it's won by the Tigers. Right there was Lauren Krottinger, and it is 23-18, Jefferson West. Serve to the middle, return by Elfner, popped up in the air. Free ball sent over by Simmons. The middle of the court on the far side. Ansley was a charge into one, but too strong. Good job by Contreras to pull away. Coach Janelle Noel thinking that there might have been a little bit of a touch, but not getting the call that time. 23-19, Jefferson West here for number two. Nice serve, and on that on attack, it was a little bit too strong. Lauren Krottinger just a little bit too strong. It's 23-20, so a couple big points here from Hiawatha after trailing by five. It's now a three-point deficit for the Red Hawks. And they need a comeback here to put this one away in two sets. Service from 5-8 sophomore Claire Twomley. It's a good one, forcing them to scramble, and they just do get it over. Feeble dive by Olivia Scott, the libero for Jefferson West. Hiawatha gets it to the back line, sending it to the near side and hitting it over, popping up in the air, and it's down! Converging in the middle of the court, but nobody was behind the two players that converged. And it is set point number one for the Tigers. 24-20 is our score. Service will be coming from Olivia Scott, the libero. She barely got that one over the net. Free ball will be sent over. Scott on the return. Here's a little set. It'll be kicked over to the Hiawatha side on the second hit, trying to catch them off guard. They were all over it. I set to get it to the near front side. Nobody was there. Scott dove for it, but couldn't keep it alive. It was a fantastic little dink from Maddie Simmons, the 5'6 junior. And it's 24-21. Hiawatha is still alive. Set point number two coming. And that one is going to be too strong. It's a service error from Contreras, and that is it. Jefferson West wins set two. We play on. We got one more set coming up after a little bit of a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support. Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Nehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest. Providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Kansaland Radio.
Here we go with set number three. First point awarded to the Red Hawks. Jared Sluppy alongside Paige Mueller. Kirk coming back in the booth. And Jefferson West able to get back in this match, winning set number two, 25-21. Turned by Scott back. Line and a big white there on that try from Noel, but I want to go over it, and Abby Elfner gets the kill from the middle. It's now 2-0. favor of the Red Hawks. Contreras will serve it to the back far side. Returned by Scott. Here's the set from Thompson. Sending it up for Scott. Nice dig by Contreras. Libero for Hiawatha. Elfner just gets it over. Up in the air for Scott. She puts it over the pole. Returned by Contreras. In the air by Williams. And Elfner with a charge into one down for the kill. Whenever the Red Hawks are setting up well for Abby Elfner, that's when they're at their best. Addison Williams has been spectacular on her passes to the senior. Williams is going to be a great setter for a long time, just a sophomore this year. Contreras with the dig on the back line. Elfner blocked up at the net, but kept alive as Contreras sets it over. And they're going to say a double hit, I believe, against the Redhawks. And then can confirm that was what the call was, 3-1. Jefferson West gets their first point here in the final set. Hiawatha got to a fast start. Jefferson West didn't take their first lead in that last set until it was 15-14. And they were able to go back and forth and then pull away towards the end of the set. Turn clean by Reschke, just barely tipping it over. Turn by Scott, tipping it over on the third hit. I think Hiawatha miscounted how many hits there were. Cindy Thompson just tips it over on the third try. Goes right in the middle of the floor. Back-to-back points for Jefferson West. It's now 3-2 in favor of the Red Hawks. Popped up in the air. That was by Mays on the return. Simmons sends it to the back line on the third hit. Scott with a chance now for the Tigers, but Hiawatha ready for it. Here's Simmons. That one's blocked the net. Keeping it alive is Addison Williams. Another chance for Simmons. Just tips it over a couple of defenders, and Jefferson West ready for it. Tipped up and over and down. Good job. Well done by Cindy Thompson. That's the second time she's gotten the point just like that. We are tied 3-3. So both teams with three consecutive points right out of the chute. Serve gets over the net. Right in the middle. Returned by Mays. And Elfner had it partially tipped by Thompson. It goes down for the kill. Thompson got a piece of it just barely. Hiawatha gets the point. It's now 4-3. This is Simmons with the serve to the near side, and a poor return that time from Reese Brown, the 5'9 senior. And as a result, it's technically an ace. It's 5-3 now in favor of the Redhawks. Serve from Simmons, returned by Scott. Here's the set from Thompson, and that one set. No, it is in. Reese Brown, I think that one was long. I think Coach Steven Morgan thought that as well. She'll go and chat with that back, the backside official. 5-4. As the return goes over the net to the Jeff West side. Back to Hiawatha. Elfner just tips it over, deflected partially by Croninger, but it's down for the kill. It's 6-4 now in favor of the Redhawks. Hiawatha has had the lead for the whole way so far. So we're 10 points into this final set. These matches have gone by fast as that one being a service error by Addison Williams. Kind of what Brandon said in the last match. There haven't been a whole lot of longer rallies. We had a few in that last match. We haven't really had that many in this match, and there was hardly any in that first match either. Turn by Contreras. Here's the set to the far side. It's over. Did I go on the, yeah, it went on the wrong side of the pole. Blair Twomley couldn't keep that one in. It's now 6-6, so we are tied once again. Service coming from Harriet Bean, the freshman. Popped up in the air by Simmons. Elfner gets it over. Scott on the return. Here's the set. They're going to set it over on the second try. And up against the net, Elfner tries to tip it over. It was a good attempt by Williams, who had to try to dig that out from hitting the net. But the Redhawks could not keep it alive, and Jefferson West has their first lead here in this third set at 7-6. Here's the serve going to the far side return. It goes over the net and dunked down, but Hiawatha ready for it. It's Croninger. A battle at the net. It's won by Croninger. It goes to Hiawatha's side. Here's another battle at the net, and that is won by Hiawatha. as it lands on Jefferson West side. So Elsner gets the final blow. We are tied once again, 7-7. Service, that's a good one. That is down for an ace, kind of off the side of her hand, going from the middle to the near side. Nobody was there. Thompson was the closest Tiger. There's not really anybody on that side of the court to return it. Backward set. Not a good set. It's blocked at the net. They finally get it over after it was partially blocked by Hiawatha. Kessler to the back line on the hit. Jefferson West now with it. And Scott just hits it over. The libero for the Tigers. Elsner takes a big swipe at it, and that one goes wide, trying to get to that same side where she got that last ace. Instead, it goes a little bit too far to her right and out of bounds. And Jefferson West pulls the deficit back to a tie. It's 8-8. Well, the scoreboard says 8-7. There, the scoreboard adjusts. Turn clean by Reschke, and it stays low, and it allows Addison Williams to just tip it over. And that's down for a Hiawatha point. Well done by Williams to recognize the situation. And Hiawatha back to a one-point lead. Here's a set to the near side. Big windup blocked and down by Claire Twomley, the 5'8 sophomore blocking the 5'10 junior, Ainsley Scott. And it's now 10-8. Red Hawks back up by two. Tough return. They keep it alive momentarily, and they do get it over. Good job by Jeff West to scramble. Set to the far side to Simmons, and she gets it over to Jeff West's side. A big windup by Scott. Partially deflected by the net, but to the Hiawatha side. And a whistle, and it's going to be a violation. Double hit against Hiawatha. That makes it 10-9. Back and forth we go. It's been close the whole time. Largest lead was 3. That was when it was 6-3, but hasn't gotten up to 3 since then. Serve the back line. Elfner calls everyone off. Here's the set from Twomley. Right back to Elfner from beyond the attack line. She just keeps it in play. Backward set for Thompson. Parson deflected, but down. In between Kessler and Simmons, the two blockers for Hiawatha. It splits them, and it's down for the kill, and we are tied 10-10. Got the senior libero once again serving. Spins it, throws it in the air, and fires it Hiawatha's way. Return by Elfner. Backward set to Contreras. Puts it in play to the back line. Pops up. And from the attack line, Tuck sends it over for Jeff West. Three balls can be sent Jeff West's way now as they couldn't really rally on that last point. Rally is lack of better words. Sent to the far side and dunked down. Nice job by Kessler popping up in the air, but it'll be a Sydney Thompson kill. Thompson from the far side, who has been a fantastic job setting, but here playing the role as a hitter. And she gives Jefferson West their second lead here in this third set. 6-5 was their previous lead, and they haven't had a larger lead than that, but there they're going to get their largest lead of the set as Kessler is blocked at the net by Addison Schwinn, the 5'9 sophomore, and how fantastic has she been all night long? She's going to be a great player for a long time here in the Big 7. Still got 2 more years left of volleyball for Jefferson West. Love that if you're a Jeff West fan. As that one is going to be down for an ace. Back far side in between a couple of Redhawks. In between Simmons and Elfner, I believe, is who that was. And it's now 13-10 as their largest lead continues to grow. Turned by Elfner back line, just avoiding the basketball goal overhead. And hit over by Simmons, and it's down for the kill in front of the diving Ainsley Scotts. Jefferson West trying to make it a 3-way tie in this Jefferson West triangular. Hiawatha defeated Pair of the Compton. Pair of the Compton defeated Jefferson West. Now Jefferson West trying to defeat Hiawatha. Big windup and a big time kill. Ainsley Scott of Jefferson West from the middle of the court. Running to her right and then going back to her left with it. Back to a 3-point lead for the Tigers. It is really muddy in the middle of the Big 7. There's not a whole lot of talent gap from the 3rd place Holton to the 6th place Royal Valley. 7th place Royal Valley is unable to keep it alive as Allie Tuck did a nice effort to dive for it, but it's going to be down for a kill. And It'll be 14-12. Here's the serve. The middle. Here's a set for Heather Schwinn. And Schwinn just tips it over to the back far side. No Red Hawks in the area. And it lands down. It's back to a 3-point lead for the Tigers. Kendall Meyer will now do the honors for Jeff West, and the left-hander puts it over, the 5'3 senior. Elsner puts the charge away. Nice dig by Olivia Scott. And now Reese Brown, partially deflected, kept alive by Simmons, deflected at the net. Tipped over the net, and I think somebody hit the net. Who was it? It was Abby Elsner who hit the net. And Jefferson West now has their largest lead of the day. It's now a 4-point lead, 16-12 here in the final set. Kendall Meyer with the serve. Back far side. Return good from Mays to the near side. Simmons blocked. Red Hawks keep it alive momentarily, but it's down for Jefferson West Point. It's now 17-12. And this will be a massive win for Jefferson West. They were able to pull out the win. They'll be able to stay in contention to keep themselves in the middle of the pack in the Big Seven. Elfner hits the back line, and that is long. It's now a 6-point lead. Jefferson West, if they were to win this, they'd be 4-6. Trying to hang around with Sabetha and Hiawatha as well. And Holton trying to gain some ground on Royal Valley as well, who come into tonight 3-7. Elsner steps into one and finally puts one down. She's been waiting for one. And she puts it in the back near corner. It's 18-13. Well done from the 6-foot senior, Abby Elsner. Simmons will go ahead and serve it for Hiawatha to the back side for Scott Mulberry for Jeff West. And a big attack and down for the kill for Addison Schwinn. Her and Ainsley Scott and Reese Brown as well have all been massive in this final set for Jefferson West. And it really has been all about both teams creating their points. There have not been a whole lot of mistakes from either team. There have been a few, but Jefferson West, they've been really creating a lot of their points. Elfner finds a spot in the open court and puts it there. Just a little tip down. Reese Brown couldn't keep it alive. Moving to her left. It's now a 5-point deficit for the Hiawatha Redhawks. It's 19-14 in set number 3. Churn goes strong. It's over the line, or excuse me, over the net for Kobe Noel, and Elfner puts one down. Nice set for Madison Williams, the 5'5 sophomore to the 6-foot senior, Abby Elfner. And the Redhawks are right back in this thing, back within 4. Trying to get a rally going. They still need quite a bit to happen here. Churn clean from Noel this time, setting one up and mistimed on the approach from Croninger. Gives Elfner a chance. Was it deflected? No, it was not. They're going to say it was wide and not touched up by Jefferson West, so they'll get the point. And it's 20-15, a big time point for the Tigers. Trying to stifle a little minor 2-0 run from Hiawatha to enter the final stretch of this final set. Returned by Contreras. Here is a setup in the air. Elfner, she'll just set it over to the back near side to Scott. She'll return it for Jeff West. Backwards set from Dean. And hit over by Thompson. Here's a set from the attack line to Simmons. Returned by Scott. Popped up in the air by Croninger. And Brown tries to get it down, but Contreras is right there. Elfner. Nice game by Scott to get the rejection from Elfner. And hit over by Brown. Turn Contreras. Hip in the air. And up at the net. Over the outstretched hands of Croninger. It's going to be a lift against her. She tried to pop it up into the air after the dig from Scott, and Hiawatha is back within 4. It's 20-16. That was a nice back-and-forth rally for both teams. Elfner's serve goes to the near side. Return is good. Set for Croninger. She stuffs it in the net. It's 20-17 now. Hiawatha's trying to get right back in it. Middle of the floor, not a great return, and it's going to be an ace for Abby Elfner. They're back within 2. 20-18 after the Redhawks squandered away a lead in the second set. Trying to make a comeback here in the third. Goes to the near side on the return from Kendall Meyer. Hit in the air by Thompson and over by Brown. Turn by Simmons, set over by Williams. This one is hit over to Thompson. She sends that one wide. Tried to go from the far side to the front far side, but she sent it a little bit wide and then makes it a one-point deficit for Hiawatha. It's 20-19. Elfner, another serve. Back near side, not a great return. Scott saves it, though. Keeps it alive. Three ball will be hit over. Good job by Jeff West to scramble, keep it alive. It'll tip over. Nice dig by Scott. She dives forward for it in the middle of the court, and Hiawatha gets it back. Here's a set to the far side. Reschke is blocked at the net, pumped up in the air, at the net, set over Hiawatha's side, and it's going to be down. Sydney Thompson will get that point. What a fantastic rally for both teams. It's 21-19, Jefferson West. Need to catch my breath after that one. That was a fantastic rally from comes the serve from Hallie Tuck, the 5-3 senior. The return goes wide, but it's kept alive by Kessler. Good job from the Hiawatha senior. Set to the near side, a big swipe at it for Scott, and the return from Elfner goes out of bounds, and it's 22-19. A couple of big points back-to-back for Jefferson West, and they're hoping to start pulling away here. Serve in the middle of the floor, not a great return, but good enough. And a big swipe at it for Twomley, but it's returned by Jefferson West. They hit a ball over, and scrambling, they can't get it. And another point for Jefferson West. I think that was Scott, I want to say, the libero, that just barely bumped it over the net on a line drive with some heat on it. It wasn't really a free ball, and Hiawatha wasn't able to get to it. It's 23-19, Jefferson West. Here's a set for Kessler. She's blocked, but it's into the net. It wasn't blocked. They're going to say it's four hits, and they're going to say match point number one. They're going to say that was not touched by Jefferson West. Here's a serve, match point number one for Tuck, and it's an ace in front of Hannah Koreschke, and that is it. Everybody wins a set. Beg your pardon, everyone wins a match here tonight. 25-19 in the final set. So your final in this one is 20-25, 25-19. Or beg your pardon, let's try that one more time. The final in this match was 20-25, 25-21. 25-19. Step aside for a break, and we'll recap it coming up after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
We are excited to let you know that the Farmers State Bank is updating our Touch Banking mobile banking app to an FSB branded app.
That's Leslie Smith, Vice President of Farmers State Bank in Holton.
When you log into the Touch Banking app, you will be prompted to update the app. At that time, the new FSB app will be downloaded to your phone. Please call or come in with any questions. We'd be happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Here's Cody with ICE Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
ICE Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
KNZA.
Final score in this final match, 20-25, 25-21, 25-19, as Jefferson West gets a win here in their home triangular. Everybody gets a win The first match was a two-set victory for Paraly Compton over Jefferson West, 25-22, 25-15. The second match, it was a three-set victory for Hiawatha. After they dropped the first set 17-25, they won the last two 25-22, 25-21. And in this final one, the same thing with Jefferson West dropping the first set 20-25, but winning the last two 25-21, 25-19. Those last two sets, very similar in terms of what Jefferson West was able to do to win them, in the fact that they started off kind of slow, didn't have their first lead until late, and they really came on with a late punch at the end with a nice rally to secure their wins in the second and third set. So that is it. Once again, Paraly Compton, Hiawatha, Jefferson West, all winners here tonight. They each win a match here in Meriden. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thanks to Paige on the ones and twos on the Hiawatha channel, and Kurt Kielman back in the booth in Hiawatha as well. So from Jared Sluppy, that is going to do it here in Meriden. This has been Big 7 Volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.